From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program. It's my privilege to be behind the microphone for yet another time, and I trust that as you listen in to the broadcast this morning, that the Lord will bless His Word to your heart. Don't forget that if you've been listening in times past, but you haven't as yet written to tell us, then why not take a moment just to drop us a line? We're always glad to hear from our listeners. It's an encouragement to us to know that there are those who are listening in and profiting from God's Word as it goes forth day by day and week by week. Continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to our Gospel program. We're going to read from Mark chapter 6. We have been studying the story of John the Baptist's death at the hands of Herod. Now we're going to continue on in that chapter. But in order to remind us of the context, I want us actually to go back a little and read from the verse 7. Verse 7, then, of Mark's Gospel, the chapter 6. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and give them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Now move on down the chapter until we come to the verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities. And out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Amen, and God will bless that reading from his precious word. We're going to have some music. Here are the St. Michael Singers to sing for us.
Thank you.
We're taking up our study this morning, beginning at the verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. The exact nature of their ministry is given us in the verses 12 and 13. And they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. The chief point of the ministry was to tell men to repent, but accompanying their preaching, they were empowered to deliver men from the power of the devil and to heal those that were sick. Upon completing their task, they return to the Lord Jesus. God's servants ought ever to draw near to the Lord Jesus and to report to him. Praise God, the Lord Jesus will listen to his servants and listen sympathetically. He will hear their complaints, and he will listen patiently to their disappointments, as well as listen to the stories of their successes. We ought to do this in order to ask his blessing upon what has been said and what has been done. It ought to be my duty constantly to be praying for even my preaching here on the radio. And I hope, dear Christian, that you do join with me and pray frequently that God will bless the words that we utter. Our words in themselves are of no consequence and will never make any impression on anybody. But under God's blessing, as we set forth the doctrines of the gospel, as they are set down for us here in Mark's gospel, an impression can be made. Men and women can be reached, and hearts can be moved, and praise God, salvation may be wrought. I ought to say that it's not great preaching skills or oratorical gifts that makes a successful preacher, but rather it is his fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ that chiefly is the source of his power. In the Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 6, we read of the ministry that the apostles engaged in and the emphasis that they give to the various aspects of their ministry. Peter is here speaking, and we're looking at the verse 4. Peter says, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And it is interesting to notice the priority that Peter gives to praying. Prayer is the secret of a successful gospel ministry. And I pray that today God will answer prayer for you, dear listener, and that you will come to Christ. May we be able to report in prayer what God has wrought in your life. We'll be delighted, of course, to hear from anyone whose hearts have been moved, whose lives have been touched, who have received a blessing under the ministry of God's Word here on the radio. I believe in the power of God's Word. I believe what we read in Isaiah chapter 55 and the verse 11. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Oh, I believe God has prospered his word in the hearts and minds and lives of some of those who are listening to our program. If that is the case with you, I trust that you will let us know. For if we believe in our heart, and if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we shall be saved. My time's gone. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.